From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Just over 100 people gathered in a small auditorium on the University of Houston campus last night to hear Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Attorney General Ken Paxton speak. The two Republican leaders spoke as part of an event put on by the Turning Point USA chapter. That's a national conservative student organization founded by right-wing activist and podcaster Charlie Kirk, who was killed earlier this year in Utah. Paxton says Kirk's death will be a turning point.
So I hope you'll take hold of that message, because if you do, if we do, Charlie's life work and his death will accomplish more than he could have ever anticipated.
Paxton is currently running against Texas Senator John Cornyn in the 2026 Republican primary. He has filed a lawsuit against Harris County a month after county commissioners voted to renew funding for an immigrant legal defense program. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno reports.
Paxton's lawsuit targets county staffers and the county's five elected commissioners, including Tom Ramsey, who cast the lone dissenting vote on the funding allocation in October. He raised questions to staff members about the legality of the county's Immigrant Legal Services Fund during that meeting.
We can legally do this. This is several different nonprofits are involved in these services.
The program provides funding for legal representation to immigrants in the Houston area who are in detention or facing the threat of deportation. Paxton's lawsuit claims that the decision to fund deportation defense services was motivated by policy opposition to federal immigration raids. Christian Menefee, the acting county attorney, called the lawsuit a cheap political stunt. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Travel in and out of Houston's airports could remain challenging for the near future. As you just heard on NPR, starting today, increasing flight reductions of 6 to 8 to 10% will slash schedules by 24% by Friday, as air traffic controllers are off the job due to the government shutdown. Our Tom Perumian has more from FAA Director Randy Babbitt, who you just heard on NPR. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. And former FAA Director Babbitt laments the loss.
When you look at the payroll of the air traffic controllers, we found money to pay lots of other areas, and I would say they're all justified. We paid over 100,000 soldiers, and that's appropriate. But we couldn't find the money to pay 14,000 air traffic controllers is sad.
Babbitt says controllers cannot be inserted into towers at will. Each controller is specifically trained to handle traffic at the specific airport where they work. So no switching between Bush and Hobby. Matt?
All right. Well, locally, Bush Airport is seeing the brunt of this with 53 cancellations yesterday. Hobby saw 21 flights axed, with more scheduled today. It is currently 65 degrees right now here on the campus. We are set up for a high of 80 later this afternoon. No rain in the forecast this week. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.